This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The United Nations climate change talks are underway again today in Doha. Earlier this month, the EU backtracked on a controversial attempt to rein in one of the biggest sources of carbon pollution. Europe had planned a new carbon tax on airline flights, but non-European airlines especially were furious, so they have been given a one-year reprieve, even as European carriers have to start paying the tax. This week, the U.S. added an additional safeguard. President Obama signed a bill that protects American carriers from having to comply with the EU law. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Eve Troe.
If you fly from the U.S. to Europe and back, you add about 2 tons of greenhouse gas to the friendly skies. The result, says Jake Schmidt at the Natural Resources Defense Council,
then you have a bunch of emissions that is nobody's responsibility, and unfortunately the planet keeps getting hotter.
Schmidt says the heart of the bill Obama signed is this: no foreign body should regulate U.S. industry. That thinking is not the most fruitful for combating global climate change. Airline industry analyst Helene Becker says airlines have plenty reason to get more green on their own, the price of jet fuel.
The last 3 or 4 years, the fuel bill for the airline industry has doubled and tripled.
Companies are building lighter planes and more efficient engines. Pollution will lower along with that, but no guarantees on how much or when. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.